Hi guys, morning. I'm just actually about to go into a meeting, but I wanted to quickly jump on and share something that I had a dream last night. And this is actually a dream for my American friends and family. Just to quickly give you some background, about a week ago I read a prophetic word that was sent to me by a friend, by Jeremiah Johnson, where he was talking about Kanye West, Justin Bieber and Donald Trump. And when I read this prophetic word, his prophetic dream, I was obviously very blessed by the word. I really felt a witness of the word. I really honor and acknowledge Jeremiah Johnson's ministry, fantastic ministry. God's really using that man very powerfully. But anyway, so I had read this word about Kanye West and Justin Bieber and Donald Trump, and how Jeremiah Johnson said that in his dream, he actually saw how God has raised Justin Bieber and Kanye West up to really be two figureheads that will help Donald Trump in the 2020 elections, and that Justin Bieber will be somebody that God's going to raise up to really be influential in the way of media, and that Kanye West would be used by God in the area of bringing change and transformation to the church. So really amazing dream. But anyway, that was obviously in the back of my mind, and I've been thinking about it for a few days. In fact, I prayed about it. And I hadn't thought about anything over the last few days. Hadn't thought about that dream of Jeremiah's. But last night, I had this really powerful dream about Kanye West, which I wanted to quickly jump on and share. Now, in this dream, what I saw was Kanye West as a Pied Piper. And we all know the story of the Pied Piper. He was a man that in this town called Hamelin. We know the story. The story says that, you know, there was a town called Hamelin, and they had a rat infestation, and so they called for a man to come, called for a Pied Piper, a man that was able to play this magical flute, and he would come in and he would play this magical flute and he would play the sound, and this man came and he played this song, this sound on his flute, and the rats that were infesting the town left the town, and the rats were sent, the Pied Piper sent the rats into the river, and they were all drowned. But then we know what happened. The Pied Piper came back to the town, and the city officials, or the town officials of Hamelin, did refuse to pay him. And they said, oh no, well, you know, we're not going to pay you for what you've done. And the Pied Piper became angry. And as an act of vengeance against the town councillors that refused to pay him for what he had done, helping them out with the rat infestation, he played a sound, he played his flute, and he began to gather the children of the town, and all the children came out of their homes and their houses, and they followed the Pied Piper out of the city. And the story says that the children followed the sound, and they followed the Pied Piper, and they were swallowed up by a mountain. They were taken, this Pied Piper led them into the mountains, and the children were ultimately killed or destroyed. Really, really quite a brutal story, really, if you're reading it to a young person. But anyway, I had this dream, and I saw Kanye West as a Pied Piper, and in fact the microphone was like his flute, and he was speaking into this microphone, and he was singing into this microphone, and I watched how, just like the story unfolded with the Pied Piper, with the rat, I actually watched that Kanye West, as he played and as he sang, I saw these demonic-like rats, like in the story of the Pied Piper, the rats followed the sound. I saw these demonic manifestations of different demons being driven out of different places wherever Kanye West went, and I actually watched how demonic things began to manifest, and the demons were driven out of different places that Kanye went. But then I saw in the dream that something happened, and Kanye received a lot of attention, and he received a lot of praise. My goodness, look what he's doing. He's driving out the demons, and he's you know, God is using him powerfully. But then something happened in his journey, and I saw him in this dream become angry and resentful and vengeful. And he felt, Kane felt very much like he had been used and abused, like he hadn't been recognized, or he hadn't been given enough recognition for what he had been doing. And whether that would be in the church, I would imagine, you know, because he's doing something spiritual, that he wasn't getting the recognition that he felt was owed to him from the church, and the church wasn't giving him the recognition that he felt he deserved. He became vengeful. He became resentful, and really, I saw a change and a shift in his heart taking place, and then I saw him, just like in the story of the Piper, I saw his heart change, and I saw him begin to play like the Pied Piper. He began to sing, and he began to influence the children. He began to influence the young generation, but he began to lead them out of the churches. I saw the young generation leaving the church, and Kanye began to get a great following of young, on fire Christian men and women. And there were many different creeds and colors and tribes. I mean, I saw young black men and women, young white men and women. I saw lots of different multicultural people coming out of the church, and they began to follow Kanye, like the children followed the Pied Piper. And Kanye began to lead them astray. He began to lead them into the mountains, and he began to lead them away from the church and away from the truth. Because of what had happened in his heart, he had become, like I said, he had become resentful, he had become vengeful. He felt that the church didn't give him the recognition and the accolade that he felt the church should have given him. They didn't give him the recognition that he felt he needed and that he deserved for what he was doing within the church. And he began to lead thousands of children, of thousands of the young generation, astray, away from the truth and away from God. And I saw thousands following Kanye into the mountains, and then the dream finished. And when I came out of the dream, I looked at my clock, and it was just before 5 o'clock in the early hours of the morning. So I got up, and I really began to pray and say, Lord, what is it that you're saying about Kanye? And the Holy Spirit began to show me so clearly that I believe, like with Jeremiah Johnson's dream, is very accurate. I believe God is definitely doing something in the life of Kanye West. I believe he has had some type of spiritual awakening. Whether he is born again or not, I have no idea. But I know that this dream is significant, because often when God speaks to me very specifically, like he did in this dream, I know that it's God, I know that it's prophetic. But I just felt to bring really a word of caution to my American friends and family, that people, that as saints, that we really begin to pray for Kanye West, and of course Justin Bieber, and of course for Donald Trump. I just love Donald Trump. He's just I think he's my president. I just love him to bits. But anyway, yes, we keep praying for Donald Trump, but pray for Kanye West, because I believe that God is raising him up for such a time as this. There is an anointing upon him, and I believe that God wants to use him instrumentally in driving out the demonic, in driving out the demons in many different places that he is going to in America. And I believe that even as Jeremiah Johnson said, I do believe that there is something that Kanye will do as far as helping Donald Trump and be influential and strategic in how the elections go in 2020. But I really felt that as this dream unfolded, I saw that to begin with, everything looked great, and it was, wow, God is really using him, and demons are fleeing, and demons are manifesting, and demons are being driven out of different places and out of different people. And it really looked amazing, and the fruit looked good. But then there came a time when there wasn't the recognition, and there wasn't the celebration of that Kanye felt that he deserved. And there was a change and a shift that came in his heart, and he became revengeful, he became angry, he felt used and abused by the church, he felt that there wasn't the recognition and the honor that he should have been getting. I felt that even as the dream unfolded, I saw that there were those that even, and I believe it will come from the church, that there will be voices that will speak against him, that there will be voices that will speak words that will come as fiery arrows that will bring a deep wound into Kanye. And it almost as if I felt that he's not ready for that. Well, there is an awakening there. God is using him. That Kanye's heart and character is not established. It's not rooted in Christ. And therefore, those arrows that are coming, the accusations that will come, the things that will be said, have the potential to turn a man and to turn his heart for evil, to turn his heart away from the church and away from the truth. And so, and that has a great, there is a great danger there in, because of the influence that this man has and is having, that he has, that the enemy has the ability to use that wounding that will come from the church to turn thousands upon thousands of young people away from the truth, away from the path that leads to life, that leads to that leads to liberty and freedom and the truth of God's word and who Christ is. So please would you pray for Kanye. Please would you take this word very seriously. Again, many of you know who follow me, I don't usually get on and post unless I feel that it's urgent, that I feel that it's poignant, and I do feel this stream is poignant. Both for Kanye, I do believe that God is using the Kardashian family in a way because they're so influential in America, but you know, I mean, that's not, I don't want to bring all them into this situation, but really just pray for Kanye West, because I do believe that there is a time that will come where a deep wounding will be inflicted upon his heart that can turn him away from God, away from the truth, and actually he will be influential in leading thousands upon thousands of young people away from the church and away from God and away from the truth. So I just want to leave that with you all. Please, if you feel felt led to share this word, please do. But check out Jeremiah Johnson's prophetic word. It was a very powerful dream. I love Jeremiah Johnson. He's a great guy, really, really anointed of the Lord. But I just wanted to share that dream with you all. Pray for Kanye, because I do believe that he has a type of Pied Piper anointing, that he certainly has a Pied Piper type of influence upon the young people, that yes, God is using in this hour and season, but the enemy is in the wings. He is waiting, and the church is going to be part of influencing that shift that will come to his heart, where he will become resentful and revengeful and really wounded, and it will turn his heart towards evil and turn his heart towards the counterfeit. And many, many, many thousands of young people, there is a potential for them to be led astray because of the deep wounding that will come to Kanye's heart. So pray protection over his heart. Pray that God would raise up fathers, father figures, that spiritual fathers that will be able to come alongside Kanye, and pray that Kanye's heart would be open, that he would be teachable, that he would be submissive, that he would know that there are those that want to shepherd him, that want to mentor him. So pray for those spiritual fathers and even a spiritual mother that will come alongside him, that will recognize the calling, the gifting, and the anointing that God wants to bring to fruition in his life, because of the potential that has to influence great for the good and for a great harvest to come. But the enemy is waiting in the wings. The enemy is waiting in the wings. So please share as you feel led, and please pray for Kanye West. Much love to you all. Have a great day. I'm off to a meeting now, and I'll speak to you all soon. Lots of love. Bye.